Welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Brian Keller.
I'm Dan Fernandez.
Bringing you the top developer news.
This week. You know, we got a lot of stuff going on this week.
We do. We had to cut some stories just because there's so much in here.
Too much good stuff.
Top story, IE7.
IE10 for Windows 7.
For Windows 7.
Wouldn't it be great if we actually shipped IE7 for Windows 10? Because yeah. Then everybody would want it. Okay. the point here is IE10 for Windows 7 is now available for consumers and businesses. Before I had a release preview for IE10.
Yep.
So you are going to be upgraded. And this will actually go in the same way we do updates in Windows Update. So those people on release preview will be the first people that get updated. There's a number of enhancements. So obviously things like performance, a number of specifications. I think it was like 60% more implementation of specifications. Mm-hmm. On the IE site, there's a great Minesweeper app that shows off, for example, things. You can play Minesweeper.
Yep, I love Minesweeper,
So you can actually play Minesweeper, see some of the stuff that they're doing with CSS, HTML5, mm-hmm. Canvas, Transforms, and so on. So there's a lot of cool stuff going on there.
Especially love this. It's the smallest feature. I know there's a ton of work that's gone into like the engine and behind the scenes, but my favorite feature is that when you click to close a tab in IE10, it resizes the rest of the tabs temporarily so that if you want to just close everything, you can just keep clicking. Have you noticed that?
No.
Yeah, so try it. It's
okay.
It's just little things. Right?
Enhancement also has a post for developers for things to care about for ASP.NET developers as well.
Yes, and why you should upgrade from .NET 4 to .NET 4.5. So check out Hansman's blog for all that good stuff. So what's next? Next up, we have Visual Studio 2012 update guide. This is actually a friend of mine, Robert McLean. He's an MVP out of South Africa. And we have two posts from Robert today. The first one here actually is his attempt to kind of sanitize the list of all of the Visual Studio 2012 updates. And that includes Update 1, which is RTM, and Update 2, which is a community technology preview here. And if we go to the next story, there's a similar post that actually talks about all of the extension guides, or all of the extensions that you can install into Visual Studio 2012. I think this is kind of his top pick. Obviously, there's a lot more extensions on the extensions
gallery. As
opposed
to the third-party ones. These are kind of...
Yeah,
a lot
these,
of these
are the ones
are...
from Microsoft. Right, thanks for clarifying.
Yeah.
So some really good ones in here. Things I didn't even know about, like the spell checker for HTML code. So really good stuff. Nice job,
awesome.
Robert.
So next story is actually Image Watch. So this is a Visual Studio 2012 plugin for C++ image and video debugging. And the idea behind here is when you're, for example, either loading an image or playing with the image or doing image effects, for example.
Or video, right?
Or videos. You can actually, and the reason I want to say that is if we jump back to the screen, what you'll see in the top left corner is a visualization while you're on a breakpoint, being able to visualize an image and being able to visualize different effects. So you see the blur and
top
gray.
Right, top right corner.
Top left.
Top right. That's over
bottom
there.
Bottom left.
No, it's top. Bottom. That's the right. But
over
there.
Or bottom right. It's the same image. Bottom. Right. Look for the orange for. These people can figure it out, I swear. So on the orange, you have these images, and you have these algorithms to do things like adding a blur effect and so on. Got and you can actually visualize them in real time and see what's happening in the image as it's being processed as well.
Okay.
So lots of cool stuff there.
All right. Next up, this is like a meta app. This is the app that you as an app developer can download for your phone so that you can see how your app is doing in the marketplace. So you can check out how many people have downloaded your app. You can see how many crashes have been reported for your app. And you can see what kind of feedback people are leaving on your app. So
how much money you're making.
How much money you're making. So, this is super cool. So if you have an app in the marketplace, definitely this is a must-have app for kind of checking out and seeing how it's doing.
Yeah, for sure. So this is Stephen Hollidge built an app using Kona, kind of the equivalent of Prism. So this is, you know, highly factored application, but it's a really nice app called Itinerary Hunter that groups things and itineraries by different travel categories. So check out the app. Everything is open source as well, so you can actually go through and see how they built the app mm-hmm. and how they did the separation of concerns and, you know, how we do business logic, how we do eventing, and so on.
Nice. It's all about patterns. Next up, we have Link to Wiki. So this is, I'm actually kind of surprised that we haven't had something like this before, because I remember the craze where it felt like every week on This Week on Channel 9, we were covering a new Link to
I feel like we have talked about this one. Maybe it's an update or more of a strongly typed version as opposed to a query sending one.
Yeah, but the idea is that you can you know, start programming against all the objects that are available within Wikipedia straight from, you know, C# or VB or whatever link application or you know, program you're wanting to write. There's even an API for getting a poor Jimmy Wales image downloaded.
Oh, really?
As well.
So, really? Yeah. File new?
Yes.
Can we can we add that? A plead.
Yes, exactly.
A sincere plead from Jimmy Wales to attend my party this weekend.
Exactly.
I love it.
So yeah, and so next up we also have this, it's basically a free chapter from a book on HTML5, and this chapter goes through and talks about everything you need to know with respect to HTML5 forms. So there's a lot of really cool attributes in here, a lot of stuff that HTML5 just kind of does for you.
Sure.
Auto-completes, that kind of thing.
Validation, so, for sure.
Yeah, validation. So everything you need to know about doing forms in HTML5. Gosh, I can remember, you know, writing forms way back in the beginning of the web, and it's just so difficult to try to get stuff done. So,
nothing's changed.
You kids don't know how easy you have it.
Oh, forms weren't hard. HTML was easy
compared
to everything
really
else.
But really interesting stuff and, like, image uploads and, you know, all that stuff. It was kind of cutting edge back then.
Mime type? Come on. File upload was easy. How dare you?
Oh, mimes. Stuck in a box.
Clemens.
Yes.
Master's talking Clemens about service bus messaging.
Clemens is the man. You know, not only is he kind of, you know, a rock star program manager, but he's a great presenter as well. And so this is a long, he's given Charles Torre a run for his money here with respect to video length. But this is him spending, in, you know, almost 2 hours talking about everything you need to know with respect to service bus messaging. So if you're new to service bus, or if you've got 2 hours to kill and you just want to learn some new stuff about service bus,
sort of the definitive deep dive.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because you see a lot of stuff, everything kind of goes, hey, let me show you your first service bus demo, and there's these things. That's the deep dive.
This is the deep dive from the man himself.
Yeah, so love it. You know, one of the key things we've been seeing a lot of is online training, and you know, we'll kick this off with our training for Windows Store apps for Absolute Beginners with JavaScript. So we had done this for C# already, and again, this is Bob Tabor walking through everything that you want to do to use the Contoso cookbook, mm-hmm. and actually build an app using the grid template, how to get data sources in there, how you actually map things up, how to add search contract, share contract, and so on. So a lot of really good stuff for building an application and adding features to your application. Bob walks through it all, mm-hmm. and it's also using the hands-on labs that have been available from the Contoso cookbook. So
31-part video series. That is a monster.
Yeah, it's several hours of training, so which is great stuff. And that actually brings us to some other training.
Yeah, our next training here, this is the Jumpstart training on building web apps with ASP.NET, and this is from the three horsemen of ASP.NET. I couldn't imagine better speakers on this topic. So Scott Hanselman, John Galloway, and Damian Edwards. And this is a 9-part series, and they go through and they talk about everything you need to know with ASP.NET 4.5 and MVC4. They talk about SignalR, and they show off the little game
shooter
that you can play in the browser.
Shooter.signalr.net.
Yep, I'm a proud level 3 on the game. So,
yeah. I think I got killed twice and killed once.
Yeah,
so
I'm -1.
Waiting
for them to implement real Chivos, but you know, maybe one of
that
those
That game
days.
Needs some Chivos.
Absolutely.
April 1st.
But anyway, lots of really great content, and then that actually brings us to our next story, which is another Jumpstart. This is a 5-part series. It talks about building apps for Windows 8 and Windows Phone 8. And this is from our friend Ben Riga. And a few people, my manager was comparing him to Bob Ross from PBS. And we're going to add a little tree over here. So he's got,
funny.
He's just kind of a soothing guy. But I love Ben. He really knows his stuff when it comes to building these types of applications.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. And that tree is going to be our little secret.
Yeah.
So, speaking of more free training.
Yeah, so, you know, we've been talking about for Absolute Beginners, some of the other free stuff from the, John Galloway and the folks on Jumpstart. This is actually our friends at DevelopMentor have a special offer. Special offer.
Act now.
So, look at the URL there. That's channel 9 1 month. Four Channel 9 viewers, free 1 month subscription to Learning Line. And again, these are the folks at Develop Mentor. They have a number of courses on ASP.NET MVC, C-sharp Basics, WPF, jQuery,
yeah,
using Knockout for HTML5. So there's a number of things that I think people would be interested in. And again, it's 1 month free, special offer. Use the Channel 9 1 month, or Bitly Learning Line TWC9.
Yeah, we'll get the link down in the show notes. So that's great. Development Mentor, they really know their stuff. They're top experts in the training industry, as is Pluralsight. Pluralsight, we should plug them as well. Both really excellent sets of content there, which brings us to Picks of the Week.
Picks of the Week!
So my Pick of the Week, this is a funny post from, it's just you know, really geeky. It's called Geeky Company Names from John Cook. And I liked a few of these in here, like, you know, the Heisenberg Consulting company. You can have speed or quality, but not both at the same time. which actually reminds me of a joke from one of our friends, Tony Goodhue. He used to say that you could either know what you were drinking or how many you had, but not both. Australian.
That's the Heisenberg drinking principle.
Yeah. So there's some really good ones in here. I admit I didn't recognize most of these names, but he provides kind of a guide for like improving your geek credibility by understanding
Turing.
Some of the
Turing machine computing. If we can't do it, it can't be done.
Exactly.
It's not Turing complete.
So that's pretty cool. So nice pick. Nice fun for a Friday.
Mine is one of the new Microsoft Vision videos. So this goes into the work-life play scenario and shows some of the stuff that's really interesting. You should definitely watch the video. It highlights a bunch of stuff like how you can use data to the example I love is, hey, I have an ingredient of a chili pepper showing into a camera. Mm-hmm. It automatically finds recipes that can use that ingredient.
We should say how you might be able to do this in the future. This is one of these vision videos, right?
Well, this doesn't come loaded, and I thought this was part
file
of a
new chili peppers device oriented.
I thought so. We do object recognition and. Look, I'll have it done in a weekend. It's
okay.
Fine.
All right, you heard it here first. By next week, you will have this application in your hands. But no, I love these videos. They
file new chili
nice
pepper,
stuff.
Yes. I'm not actually doing the whole thing. File new chili pepper I can do.
We will see you next week. Thanks for watching.
Thanks.